President Trump, members of Congress, and state lawmakers were quick to react to the 18th school shooting this year, this time at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Maine's congressional delegation has also responded, but as Steve Missler reports, mass shooting survivors are asking for a lot more than thoughts and prayers from state and federal lawmakers.
Each tweet from Maine's member of Congress contained a variant of the word horrific to a shooting that reportedly killed 17 people and injured 15 others after the gunman moved through the school wearing a gas mask and firing an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Independent Senator Angus King tweeted that such tragedies should not become normal. But normalization of mass shootings is already happening, according to the survivors of the 10th deadliest school shooting in U.S. history.
They knew what to do. We knew what to do. And even still, even with that, we still have 17, you know, casualties, 17 people that aren't going to return to their families. And to me, that's totally unacceptable.
Melissa Falkowski is a teacher at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School. In an interview with CNN, Falkowski said she hid in a closet with 19 other students during the shooting. It's what she and other faculty have been trained to do in drills, drills that have become common in schools across the country. Falkowski says those drills are not enough.
And from a my personal viewpoint, it's time for Congress, government, somebody to do something, and it's time to talk about what the problem is and try to fix it.
My message to lawmakers in Congress is please take action. Ideas are great. Ideas are wonderful, and they help you get reelected and everything.
David Hogg is a senior at the high school. He was in environmental science class when the shooting started. Now, he's a school shooting survivor, an unwilling bystander to the 41st mass shooting this year. Mass shootings have already claimed 82 lives this year and 590 last year.
What we really need is action, because we can say, yes, we're going to do all these things, thoughts and prayers. What we need more than that is action. Please, this is the 18th one this year. That's unacceptable. We're children. You guys, are the adults.
Maine Public Radio asked each member of the congressional delegation to respond to the calls for action. None was available for an interview, but Democratic U.S. Representative Shelley Pingree forwarded bills she sponsored, including ones that expand background checks and close loopholes. In a statement, she said, quote, "I'm ashamed to be in a Congress that continues to sit on its hands while these tragedies and our constituents demand swift action." Senator King's office did not respond to the request by airtime, but Republican Senator Susan Collins outlined proposals that she supports during a press conference in Washington. Among them, strengthening background checks, alerting the FBI when someone on the no-fly list tries to buy a gun, and eliminating straw purchases that can put guns in the hands of people who can't clear current background checks.
Those are three very practical steps that we can and should take and that are overdue.
In a statement, Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin said Congress can pass as many restrictions on the Second Amendment as it wants, but none of that, he said, will, quote, prevent bad people from doing bad things. Poliquin also echoed President Trump's focus on mental illness. Last year, President Trump repealed a rule that required the Social Security Administration to identify certain mentally disabled beneficiaries to a federal agency that conducts background checks. But on Thursday, he highlighted mental illness as a key component in mass shootings.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
The National Rifle Association has led the effort to defeat bills that would restrict access to guns. It spent nearly $11.5 million to help Trump in 2016 and over $200,000 in Poliquin's reelection race. While there's a robust debate over whether gun restrictions would have any effect on mass shootings, such proposals are often a third rail for Republicans and Democrats. Shortly before airtime, only two of the nearly two dozen candidates running for governor had released an unsolicited statement on the Florida shootings. One of them is a former sheriff, State Senator Mark Dion, a Democrat from Portland. Dion sponsored a bill 4 years ago that would have tightened rules around the unauthorized sale and transfer of firearms. Governor Paul LePage opposed it, and the Democratic-controlled legislature sustained the governor's veto. Dion said it's time to revisit the issue. He said thoughts and prayers are, quote, not enough and never will be. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.